So you've got the carbon footprint of all the trucking, the carbon footprint of the forklift packaging required to handle that on a one-time use each time, up to 3 billion pizza boxes a year, actually, at this point.
Hi, this is Albert Grande from PizzaTherapy.com and LegendsOfPizza.com. Think about this. Billions of pizza boxes are dumped into landfills every year. Mike of DMS Innovation has come up with a solution, the hybrid pizza box. In the following interview, Mike discusses how he came up with the concept, and he also reveals reasons why using reusable pizza boxes are a good idea for the planet. This interview is sponsored by the Pizza Therapy Pizza Book. Learn to make pizza with easy step-by-step directions at legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. You can claim a copy of the pizza book at legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. Let's get started with the interview with Mike.
Hi, this is Albert Grande from PizzaTherapy.com and LegendsOfPizza.com. I have Mike Sudia on the line, and I want to talk to Mike about his brand new product called the Hybrid Pizza Box. It is a recyclable way to reuse pizza boxes, very environmentally friendly. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you, Albert?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Mike. Mike, tell me a little bit about the Hybrid Pizza Box.
The hybrid pizza box is a reusable pizza box that we make out of either HIPS polystyrene plastic or polypropylene plastic. They're good for anywhere from 500 to 1,000 uses over 15 years, and they're used or designed to be used to eliminate the cardboard one-time use product that's out there currently.
So they really sound like an environmentally friendly way to eat pizza when you get pizza to go.
Absolutely. When you look at the 7 different steps that a cardboard box takes, and then it's only used once and then discarded, and then the steps after that to actually discard it, there's some other options out there that people need to be looking at. For people that are green-oriented or conscious about reuse-type product, it's something that they need to take a look at and see if it fits in their lifestyle.
Mike, you mentioned that there are 7 steps that a cardboard box goes through. Can you outline those for us?
Sure. First, the trees are cut down, or existing cardboard is mulched or pulped. From there, it's made into craft paper, which then is made into cardboard, different fluted versions. At that point, the cardboard is cut into different frame boxes, box sizes, and from there, it's shipped to distribution or storage outlet. From that point, it's shipped to distribution or the restaurant, and then the restaurant assembles it and ships it out with each pizza as a transportation device for your pizza. So the handling can either be a single plant, or normally it's transported to 3 or 4 different places. So you've got the carbon footprint of all the trucking, the carbon footprint of the forklift packaging required to handle that on a one-time use each time, up to 3 billion pizza boxes a year, actually, at this point.
Is that with a B, Mike? 3 billion pizza boxes?
3 billion. My understanding is that there's estimates of pizza from 3.7 billion to 5.4 billion pizzas are sold a year in the United States, and 60 to 70% roughly are takeout or delivery.
That's a lot of pizza boxes, Mike. And the hybrid pizza box kind of eliminates all of that, correct?
Completely.
It's environmentally friendly. It really helps the environment. All those pizza boxes have to go somewhere, and the hybrid pizza box takes that right out of there.
It makes sense to us. Hopefully consumers out there in the marketplace get excited about it. With the use of the reusable bags in grocery stores and department stores now, you pay 99 cents to $3 for the bag, and you get a nickel back, or you get entered into a contest. People are getting used to the reuse. Students for the last 25 years have had some type of reuse recycle programs in the school. It's present in our minds. Whether it dominates how we act and how we serve ourselves, it's still up in the air.
Mike, how did you come up with the idea?
I've always looked at things with, gee, this works really well, or gee, I wish they'd do this to it, and either made recommendations or tried to come up with something myself. As far as the pizza box, friends of ours built an outdoor pizza oven about 3-4 years ago. And in going over there and helping make the pizzas and serve them up, it occurred to me that the kitchen is 3 stories away from the pizza oven in the backyard. And we were carrying down 15, 20 pizzas on every platter they had in the house, whether it was a cookie tin or a ceramic fish plate. And trying to transfer those to the pizza pallet to cook is a difficult process. And so I figured there had to be some type of stackable tray out there in the marketplace. So I went looking online at every shop, Williams-Sonoma, every creative place you could think of, restaurant supplies. And there wasn't anything out there. So I created one. We called it the Prep Pallet. It's a stackable, three-sided box that allows for you to create a pizza, put it in, stack them up 20 high right out there in the kitchen in one place instead of strewn all over the house. You can carry down one at a time or 15 at a time down to the pizza oven the 3 stories away. And we're using them still each time they have a pizza party. They pull them out and we use them constantly. So that was kind of the precursor to a reusable pizza box, recognizing that pizza is one of the dominant takeout type foods, and having eaten pizza myself for years that I've been around, I've always been annoyed by the cardboard box, whether the aromas that were imparted to the pizza or whether it was just trying to stick it in the garbage can in the house to bring it out to the garbage can outside. It evolved at the Prep Pallet and turned into the hybrid pizza box, which we now are marketing out to restaurants and consumers.
How has the pizza industry embraced the idea?
Good question. It's very mixed. Because pizza cardboard boxes have been around for 60, 70 years, and the only thing people have used, they've designed their business around the requirements of the cardboard, the space that it requires for storage, the space it requires in time to assemble, and then the storage assembled when they're handling 100 to 500 pizzas at a time. So to change that process, it's what we call it is disruptive technology, something that is pertinent, can be used, but it's going to take a mindset change to adopt. So we're confronted by both people that embrace it and get all excited, and then their consumers come in and buy it left and right, and then there's others that just aren't willing to make that change in their business life to adopt to this new practice. And it's about 60-40 right now, 60% being those that aren't ready to make that change.
It sounds like a reusable pizza box has to kind of start with the consumer, I guess. People have
exactly.
to have that awareness that they're polluting the environment every time they get a pizza. They could take their own pizza box in and have the pizzeria put it in the pizza box, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, not to ditch cardboard boxes, there is a place for them. It's just with the oils and greases that end up on them, it really ends up being a solid waste landfill item more than it can be composted, which rancid acids end up being happening, or being put into the mulcher to remake new cardboard because it ends up sludging up the system and causing additional costs to that process. And it does happen, and there's new technologies that are adapting to allow for that more, but it's still a big issue to have greasy cardboard.
That's right. I would imagine that greasy cardboard with animal fats in it can't be composted.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about Mambo's Pizza. They are using your pizza box right now, correct?
Yes, they are. Mambo's is one of our success stories. About 4 or 5 months ago, Fred Poulos, the owner of Mambo's of Sebastopol in Santa Rosa, California, contacted us and asked about the box. We sent a sample, and he was interested in it, but trying to figure out how to implement it into his process. And maybe two and a half months ago, we got back together, figured out a way that would work for his employees. They all embraced it, and they immediately started selling them. They average probably 4 or 5 boxes a week sales. They now have people coming back on a daily basis that are bringing their reusable box, so the consumers have adapted quite easily and well. Fred originally just sold them for takeout only, and now they're actually doing some exchanges where the pizza's out of the oven when the customer gets there. So he calls me pretty much every other week and either places an order or tells me more about what's happening. He's donated a few to local charities. He's just really embraced it. I think if you look at his business model, he's always had that forward-looking, active attitude towards his business and his customers.
That sounds fantastic. And so there is a real life example of a pizzeria that is using the technology and reusing the box. I have a couple of tough questions for you, Mike. Tell me about hybrid pizza box going to affect the taste of my pizza.
No, not at all. Even when it's in a warming oven up to 160 degrees, there's nothing that will affect the taste of your pizza. Unlike cardboard, plastic doesn't create any aromas. It's just what it is. And it's actually a fresher, cleaner pizza in a couple of the taste tests that we've been doing.
That sounds great. Obviously, they're not microwavable. You can't put the pizza boxes in a microwave, correct?
Correct. You can't put them in an oven either.
But they're fine if I have a pizza that comes out of the pizza oven, I can immediately put it in the hybrid pizza box, correct?
Correct.
That sounds fantastic, and that sounds like a great way to help save the environment. I know a lot of stores have started to do, as you said, reusing their bags and reusing other things, and this is a great way for pizzerias to cut down on the number of pizza boxes that get out there into the landfill. Mike, you've invented a couple of other things. Can you tell me a little bit about some of your other inventions?
Probably the most notable is the Batting Buddy. It's a portable batting practice machine. When my son was a youth in T-ball, I found that as a father and coach, I would be throwing the ball to where he was swinging, not being able to talk to him and teach him how to better swing to meet the ball. And so I was looking for different products out there that would allow for a moving ball, timing-wise, to be able to have him, be able for me to coach him and teach him how to be a better hitter, not focus on pitching the ball to where he would have success in hitting it. And so I came up with the portable batting practice machine called the Batting Buddy. And this was 1991 to 1994 is when we developed it and got it patented. And basically, it's a tripod model that can either be plugged into the wall or battery operated, so you could carry it out onto the field. It has an arm with a suspended ball to it, and it would go clockwise or counterclockwise, simulating speeds of 20 to 80 miles per hour. So the neat thing about it was that when the batter hits it, it gives a verbal feedback based on a couple readings of the impact beat going backward. It would say foul ball or home run or base hit, and was somebody hitting it at 20 miles an hour, it would recognize that it was more of a younger person and be much more positive, so it was more base hit.
Yeah.
Home run more often. And it was really inspiring. We had a coin-operated machine as a precursor or pre-batting practice device to a normal cage. And most people that used it increased their batting average, say, 300 to 450. It really allows you to focus on that split-second timing of where the ball is right in front of you as you're swinging and increase your speed to meet it. It was a fun tool.
And is the Batting Buddy available at this time?
Probably find them on the used market. We stopped manufacturing them in 1996. We were at a price point of $650 a piece, and for this type of practice device, it needed to be between the $150 and $200 range, and the cost to improve it to that lower cost, retail cost, was going to be pretty extensive.
Mike, I'm very excited about the hybrid pizza box. It sounds like an idea whose time is right now. People are much more environmentally aware. They don't want to waste things. And hybrid pizza box is a way to certainly recycle, reuse, and rethink what we do with our pizza boxes. And I think it's a great, great product. Can you tell me how people can contact you or get in contact with your company if they're interested in the hybrid pizza box?
Certainly. We sell online. DMS Innovation has a website. It's www.dmsinnovation.com. There's an online shopping cart there. You could buy it online. We also, on our website, tell you the different restaurants that are accepting it right now, as well as are selling it right now, including any stores that are marketing it, Dublin Cash and Carry, some of the other smaller local companies that are excited about this product that are selling it to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I wanted to mention is the plastics that we use, both the polypropylene and HIPS plastic, are U.S.-made. We thermoform them right now, and that's all done in the United States, California, Nevada currently, and we're looking for another site on the East Coast. The product is food-grade plastic and quite durable.
Mike, another question is, what about when the hybrid pizza box has fulfilled its run after, say, 500 or 1,000 uses? Does it become another piece of plastic in the landfill?
Not if I can help it. The product, both HIPS plastic, is a number 6 recyclable. The polypropylene is a number 5 recyclable. Actually, Whole Foods has recycled bins in their locations for number 5 plastic. to be completely recycled. Both of these are 100% recyclable and able to be made into other products or our product at the end of life. And truthfully, the end of life is, as I mentioned earlier, it should be a quality product for 15 years. The end of life at that point is most likely going to be a discoloration on the edge that the consumer isn't excited about or happy about. The plastic itself, as we all know, lasts for a long, long time. As long as you take care of this product, it should last your lifetime.
And it's dishwasher safe?
Dishwasher safe, traditional cleaning safe. You don't want to scrub it and you don't want to cut in it. It is a plastic product and it's not like a cutting board type style that is thick and has a low porosity. This is one that is thin and any sharp blade can cut through it, which will diminish your life quite rapidly. Although, again, you could send it to the recycle bin and have another one made.
And Mike, what about the cost of them? What is the price point of a hybrid pizza box?
The recommended retail price is $12.95 for the 10 to 12 inch, the 14 to 16 inch, or the 16 to 18 inch. Different restaurants are offering different pricing. A lot of them are offering it at their cost or just a little bit above, just to get it out there in the public to be used. The restaurants are saving a little bit from using the cardboard boxes, but it's really a community effort to get this product in use and eliminate the cardboard. A lot of the restaurants are also offering anywhere from 25 cents to a dollar off each pizza when you use the reusable box to pick it up. So it really is becoming more an effort of consumers and restaurants more than are doing.
Give me that contact information one more time, Mike.
DMS Innovation can be found at www.dmsinnovation.com, or you can call 925-786-9054.
Fantastic. So individual consumers that are interested in doing the reusable pizza box can contact your website, purchase one, or they can tell their local pizzeria or wherever they get pizza to start thinking about doing reusable pizza boxes.
Exactly. That would be
Fantastic.
A great way to do it.
I love this idea. I think this is a great idea. I hope that more and more people start embracing this concept because our resources are limited. We need to really take care of the planet. And I think the hybrid pizza box is certainly a step in the right direction. What's new for DMS Innovations? Mike, do you have anything that's coming up?
We've had a lot of restaurants or institutional companies that have asked for a model that's more stackable, a little bit more durable, and serves their function. And we've just finished testing on a product we're calling the Pizza Porter. It's a round product versus a square product, and also made out of either HIPS plastic or polypropylene. It's stackable up to 30 boxes high with the weight of the pizzas. We also have a rack that you can put them in. So when somebody's catering to like a football event or to a business where they're buying 20 or 30 pizzas, you can still take advantage of the reusable box and be able to handle it much cleaner than the cardboard boxes.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. So the Pizza Porter is a stackable way to use the hybrid pizza box.
Correct.
Fantastic. Mike, I want to thank you very much for talking to me and sharing your great idea and concept with the rest of the world. We're hoping that you really do well, and I know that you want to take care of the environment, and I want to thank you.
Thank you for your excitement and enthusiasm. I wish that everybody that hears this or listens to it or reads about it has that same enthusiasm and brings it out into the public.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Albert.
This is Albert Grande from PizzaTherapy.com and LegendsOfPizza.com. I want to thank you very much for listening to this interview with Mike of DMS Innovation, creator of the hybrid pizza box. You can contact Mike at his website at www.dmsinnovation.com or just give him a call, 925-786-9054. This interview has been sponsored by the Pizza Therapy Pizza Book. You can help the planet by making your own pizza with easy step-by-step directions. To get a copy, you can go to legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. That's legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. Until next time, this is Albert Grande telling you, pizza on earth, goodwill to all.